This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. As of Sunday, there were almost 5,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Michigan, and the death toll is up to 132. More than 200 of the cases confirmed and 5 fatalities were in Washtenaw County. All of those numbers are expected to rise in the days and weeks ahead. Joining us on the WEMU phone line is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. And thank you for joining us once again.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, every day the number of confirmed cases and the number of deaths goes up in Michigan. As I mentioned, state health officials on Sunday updated us, and the numbers are just exploding throughout the state, including in southeast Michigan. How many of those cases and fatalities have been tracked in Washtenaw County? Do you have numbers different than what I just said?
No, those are our numbers. We are updating those daily. So those were our numbers as of yesterday, and they will be updated again today in the early afternoon. And unfortunately, they continue to rise at this point.
Right now, Washtenaw has, what, the fourth most cases among all counties in the state?
You know, I didn't double check that, but that sounds about right. And of course, that southeast Michigan region is a center for the higher outbreak at this point. But it's of course also a more populated region of the state, so that is something to keep in mind when you look at those numbers as well.
Now, one of the reasons the numbers are jumping so much and so quickly is that testing has become at least somewhat more accessible. Locally, are there still significant challenges to getting tested for all who might need it?
Well, certainly we're not at the point where everybody can get tested, and that widespread testing might give us a better idea of how much of the virus is circulating in our communities. But that said, the backlogs that we saw even just a few days ago are much smaller. But testing is definitely still prioritized for those folks at highest risk, including our essential workers and first responders and patients who are hospitalized and anyone who's more vulnerable. And all that testing is still very much focused on folks with symptoms.
It certainly seems as though the messaging about stay home and stay safe is starting to take hold. I see less and less cards each day that I'm out going to and from work. But we are coming up on a time where a great many in our community tend to gather and worship with family and friends. Good Friday is April 10th. Easter is Sunday, April 12th. I know the county has asked that places of worship refrain from gatherings. Now the president has asked people to maintain appropriate social distancing through at least April 30th. Did the reports you received over the weekend indicate that there was religious compliance in Washtenaw County?
You know, it's hard for us to know for sure how well everyone is complying. Certainly, we still continue to get reports of people observing gatherings of workplaces that maybe shouldn't be operating. So a lot of that follow-up and education or enforcement is definitely continuing. You know, and we know very well that this is not necessarily a perfect tool, the staying home, the staying safe, but it is our best tool right now. And the other important thing to really understand is that it's not a short-term tool. So while people are frustrated and it already seems like a very long time, we likely have to keep going to really see the benefit and the impact of that social isolation and distancing to reduce the spread.
I know everybody is paying more attention to their bodies and kind of trying to monitor what they feel and whether or not it should be applied to virus or something other. What is the best advice if you suspect you've come in contact with someone who has the virus or is presenting with symptoms? I've had a number of people tell me they have symptoms, but when they call their doctors, they're told to wait and see if it gets worse. They don't want to further overwhelm emergency rooms and go that route, but that decision can be fatal, right?
Well, certainly we want people to be on the lookout for severe symptoms. And I think what healthcare providers are striving to do because of the number of patients that are experiencing severe illness and the concerns about overwhelming our health systems, those folks that they can evaluate and that seem to have mild symptoms are best isolating at home. Many, many patients can be ill with COVID and have mild symptoms that can be managed at home. Now, certainly if you're at home with some of those milder symptoms, nothing that is affecting your breathing or feeling like an emergency, then you also want to consider isolating yourself from the rest of the household. And we have some information and strategies for that on our website, because that could also be very important. Should your symptoms become COVID or should they become serious, we want to protect the other individuals in your household as much as possible.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator and Susan Cernigli on 89.1 WEMU. You mentioned Southeast Michigan is the hot spot, and if we look to some of our neighbors, the city of Detroit is overwhelmed. Wayne, Oakland, Macomb counties are the three with more cases than Washtenaw. The hospitals in those areas are being forced to ship patients to hospitals in other portions of the state. FEMA is now trying to contract to take over the former Cobo Center to deal with the overflow. Is the Washtenaw County Health Department getting ready, despite lower population as a whole, is it getting ready for that kind of overflow in our community?
Certainly that's something that we prepare for and talk about. And that is part of, you know, what you're mentioning right now is health systems being able to transfer patients and looking at alternative centers. That is a part of the planning, and that is part of how the system is supposed to work, right? So there's been ongoing planning really for decades amongst health systems to be ready to do that, and we're seeing that unfold now. So unfortunately, we could be in a situation where there's such widespread that many of the local systems are overwhelmed, but we're not at that point yet. And it's important to focus on that idea of being able to spread out some of those patients so that everybody can get the care that they need. That's the intention of the system, and that's what we're seeing be put in motion right now.
Beyond the system itself, I know there's been conversations that potentially, if needed, the Red Roof Inn off Plymouth Road in Ann Arbor could be used as a site for overflow patients. Would that be, at this point, the only emergency location outside of hospital settings and where you can ship them to other systems in the state?
Well, there's a difference between what the hospital systems need in terms of caring for patients that actually need hospitalization-type care, and some of the work that we are engaged in with other community partners to make sure that folks that maybe are symptomatic or mildly ill or exposed have safe places that they can shelter themselves. And that might be instances where somebody doesn't already have a home, or for some reason they have very vulnerable housemates and those type of places. Those are not considered hospital care, but places that we can isolate folks and provide a safe place that we can make sure that anyone potentially infectious isn't spreading the illness for lack of a place to go, if that makes sense.
And Susan, I know we're all concerned, and we are all so grateful for all of the work that is being done by our healthcare providers, all of the staff in the hospitals, the nurses, the doctors, and everyone else who is responding on this front. What happens should illness mean that we run short on the number of available health care providers to take care of other patients?
Well, certainly that's a concern. And then that's, you know, going back to the system that we're talking about, where throughout the region and really the state, hospitals can look at both their internal capacity and have a sense of the capacity of neighboring systems so that they can be spread out if one region or multiple systems are really overwhelmed. So those are, again, some of our best tools for making sure people can get the care they need. And it also is very related to folks with mild illness being able to take care of themselves and recover at home, and all of us doing our part to stay home, stay away, and reduce the spread of illness across our communities.
Well, thank you for doing your part, and thanks to all in the Washtenaw County Health Department for doing their part. It matters, and we appreciate you communicating with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Susan Cernigli, Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotions Administrator. For more information on the topics covered in this conversation and to access all of WEMU's and NPR's coronavirus coverage, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.